Hello, beautiful people. This is Neil Gore, your host of Portal to Ascension Radio, and I hope you've been enjoying our podcast so far. We've done quite a good amount, I would say, put out quite a good amount since I started this just over a month ago now, and I'm trying to go live every day with a lot of epic information for you and inspiring awareness because we really have a lot of content. I could go live twice a day, and if I have more time, I can go live three times a day. So much information and content, but I just don't have all the time. So today is just a quick drop-in that we're going to bring in on Peter Sterling, beautiful friend of ours who plays the harp, world-renowned harpist, and also light body Merkaba specialist and sacred geometry artist. So he has a lot of amazing, beautiful energy, and he's coming live from Sedona for you right now. He's going to drop us in with some information and awareness and also play the harp for us. So let's join Peter Sterling.
All right, guys. Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me to spend some time with you here at Portal of Ascension. I have just returned from a four-hour land excursion today. I had four beautiful souls that we were out exploring the power spots and the vortexes of Sedona today, doing a lot of deep healing, working with the harp and the crystal bowl sound tools to, clear our systems, our nervous systems, activate our codes. We're doing a lot of work on activating our light body codes today. Sedona is just such a perfect environment. The energy here just is so high frequency and just really is very activating for people. A lot of people coming here right now because of what's happening around the world. A lot of people are seeking sanctuary and are being attracted to Sedona right now. It's this amazing influx of souls coming here right now, of light workers and people who are seeking visions at this time. So that's what I've been doing all day. And I literally have just stepped out of the Jeep and here I am for you. So perhaps maybe what I'll do is I'll play my harp a little bit for you. As maybe some of you know, I'm mostly well known for my harp music. I've been playing the harp for about 30 years. And I just released my 16th CD recently, which is up for a Grammy Award this year for Best New Age Album. It's called Sanctuary of Light. And that was really inspired, the vision, the way it came to me was to create some special music was going to be needed in the future that would be really like to help people to rise up into the light and to ascend into the light and to experience a sanctuary of light at this time of great change and transformation around the world. A lot of people have struggled through the changes right now. So music like this, music of the harp, is very ancient music. The harp has been played in the healing temples of ancient civilizations for millennia, for thousands of years. And there's a very pure harmonic tone and of the harp that is like no other instrument. The way that I learned to play this instrument was by my experiences in the canyons of Sedona some 30 years ago when I was drawn here on my shamanic journey. And I was led out into the vast backcountry where I did all my medicine journeys and deep, deep shamanic journeys into other dimensions. And as a result of that, I made contact with the angels. I heard the celestial music as I was meditating in the silence of the canyons where I just came from. Going deep into the silence, it's when my inner hearing opened up and I began to, what I call my third ear, is so important. So what I'm receiving now is I'm going to play for you and I'm going to send the intention to send out the harmonic sounds and the codes from the harp and from the circuit that I'm connected to assist in opening the inner hearing, the third ear, so important so that we can hear our inner guidance from our higher self, from our I Am Presence, or from our angels and guides, so that we can have a clear connection and really hear that as we navigate the days, weeks, and months ahead through great change that is quickly coming upon us. So to have your hearing and your inner hearing really, and to have that circuit clear and connected is really important. So I'm gonna play a little improvisation. I'm gonna call forth the angels for all of us. My angels go into your angels. And have a little angel party here for a few moments. And so I just invite you just to, if you'd like to close your eyes and just look up into your third eye a little bit, into your mind's eye, and just as I play, see the golden light, like the symbol of Portal of Ascension. You see the beautiful flower of life, eternal, you know, evolving, unfolding symbol of the flower of life there. And just see the golden light as I play. And we can just go into the golden light. You can hear the angels singing along with me as I play. So open your higher hearing, your deeper inner hearing, and we'll take a little journey for a moment. Thank you. So I guess I'll just give you a little update from Sedona. It's been a lot of activity here lately. I do vortex tours, metaphysical tours, backcountry tours, but I've also been going out for UFO nighttime tours. There's been a lot of celestial activity at night here. We do have the night vision goggles, the Generation 3 night vision goggles here, and we're observing the skies every night above Sedona. So there's been a lot of craft, light ships here over Sedona. I've even been seeing them in the last couple of weeks. I've had some really significant naked eye sightings without any goggles. So I just wanted to share something that happened about 2 weeks ago. I was on tour with a few beautiful sisters, and we were on a sunset tour and ended the tour out in the Western Canyons up on this mesa, taking in the great expanse of the view as the stars were coming out. And all of a sudden we were looking over kind of to the south, and we noticed that there was a moving star. My client said, "Oh, look, it's a satellite." And I said, "No, I just got that was a light ship." And we watched within a minute, this light moved from lower on the horizon and came directly above us where it stopped within about a minute. And it wasn't a pulsating light at all. It was a solid, bright star, almost like you know, something like Venus, but it was very unusual. And then we were guided to lay on our backs on the red rocks as the stars were coming out on this remote promontory. As we did that, then we perceived rainbow light kind of spiraling down from this bright light in the sky, which I identified intuitively as some sort of spacecraft light ship. And then it stayed there pretty much for the rest of the night, because we drove back into town, we were looking at it, it was still there, but it really did. And then a week later, just a few days ago, I was with some other clients at sunset again, and I was telling them the story, and then all of a sudden, a similar light appeared in the sky next to the crescent moon, and it moved, and then it completely blacked out and disappeared. Then it came back on and powered up, really bright, not flashing at all. And then it just slowly dimmed away into the twilight sunset sky of the west. It was an amazing sighting. Then last night, to top it all off, I was with our friend Alan Steinfeld from New Realities, and we were out at an event here under the stars, and Alan and I were just watching the most unusual lights in the sky. Once again, there was that bright light. I saw it again, and there were several others moving around it, and they were communicating to us in a very unusual pattern of almost like flashing Morse code. It wasn't like a regular plane that was consistent. And then these just too. They just kind of disappeared up into the night sky. It's quite amazing. So a lot of activity going on here in Sedona, in the galactic stargate portal of Sedona. Now, I've been exploring these vortexes for 30 years. I was drawn here in the late 80s. And this is where I went through amazing transformation here. And that's ultimately where I discovered my music, my of the heart, which I just played to you. But of course, you know, when I met up with the angels here, the message they always shared with me in the vision was always one of the golden age, of the dawning of the golden age and of the ascension. And that was really what my music was given to me for, was because the harp carries the frequency, the ascension frequencies in it, the harmonics, what I call the heavenly harmonics. So now more than ever, there are many people who are kind of waking up rapidly right now. I just had four people out on the land. They're probably around 50 years old, and they were just drawn here because they felt they were drawn here. There was something they were to open up to in their lives. And it really happened today with these people. So a lot of my clients, I'm seeing people are shifting and changing with the shift of the, you know, of the COVID effect. Many people are going through tremendous life-changing changes in their life, really profound changes. So the energy is increasing, and the activity in the sky here has been phenomenal lately. So with that, what else would I like to share with you? Well, of course, because my primary spiritual light that I'm connected to is with the angels who, you know, took me on many, many journeys up into the higher planes of the angelic and the celestial realms, that they're always wanting to share and talk with me, just even as they wanted me to bring them in as I was playing my harp for you. So we feel it is really essential, you know, coming back again to making the connection with your divine guidance right now, because things of the external world are undoubtedly going to get even more chaotic. So how do we navigate through the times ahead? And how do you know what you're hearing as far as the guidance you're receiving is true or not? And how can we open up that connection and get a greater and more clear connection to our divine guidance? This is my primary work with the high frequency healing work we're doing to align people's different bodies and make their chakras harmonic and their nervous system harmonic so that we can vibrate to the higher frequencies. So of course, I hope we're all getting time for our meditation right now. And the main meditation I did to connect with the angels is the meditation of the higher self. So if you're not familiar with it, I just want to share it with you again so you understand the mechanics of this, how we can connect to our I Am presence, as taught by the ascended masters. And these are timeless teachings that are so, so poignant and important right now for us, so that we can clear our central channel and open our crown chakra and go up into our higher chakras, into our soul star, our higher self, and our I Am presence. Very much looks like the logo of Portal of Ascension. Nice job with that, Neil. So what worked for me was when I sit in my meditation, first I like to just center myself, of course, and just relax. And of course, centering in the heart. And then when you have settled there in your visualization, you move your attention to your Ajna center or your third eye and focus there. And then ultimately, we want to bring our awareness to the crown chakra. And then opening the crown chakra. Now we have a central pillar of light. And we can ascend up the central pillar of light right out the top of our head. So as you're preparing to do this, if you have your eyes shut, and if you like, you can even make the mudra with your thumb and forefinger and connect the circuit. This works quite well. So So focusing here on the third eye, the Christ center, the Ajna center here, and just energizing, seeing the golden light in your mind's eye. And then from there, with your intention, you can just allow your awareness just to rise up. You can actually look up with your inner vision, and you can look up the central pillar of light right out the top of your head. Just let that. Now we can bring our breath into this. So oftentimes for me, I'll inhale and rest here on the third eye. And then as I exhale and relax, I can just float right out the top of my head and go right up the central pillar. Now in yoga, that's called Sushumna, right? The central pillar. But from there, we can access the higher chakras and go up to your soul star, which very much looks like the logo of Portal of Ascension. So collectively, as we're all here together, if you're with me on this, let's just look up into our mind's eye and look up through the top of your head and see if you can see your higher self, your I Am Presence. It's the rainbow body of light that we often see depicted around saints and holy people in ancient Renaissance art. Also in the Tibetan Buddhism, they talk about the rainbow body of light. It's one of the highest spiritual attainments and goals in Tibetan Buddhism is to attain the rainbow body of light. So the idea is to ascend up the central pillar, reconnect and unify with your higher self, your I Am Presence or your divine self and your Christ self. Feel the expansiveness of that, the expansive of universal divine love as we rise up into those higher frequencies, into the higher dimension of self. And then slowly relax and just allow your higher self to descend, to make a descent and come all the way down the central channel, all the way into your body and anchor that energy, that higher dimensional light, that radiant light of your divine self. You can use gravity to anchor that down all the way into your lower chakras. You can open up your root chakra, Muladhara chakra, and allow that energy to ground all the way into the earth using earth gravity. See, this is the goal for us light workers, star seeds, to fully embody our divine self into the flesh, to make that sacred union, and to allow your expansive, radiant, beautiful divine self to come and fully incarnate into your body here. That way we're like a bridge and we're pulling and merging the two dimensions. That's why we've gathered on the planet Earth at this time as star seeds and light workers to become part of that harmonic of, like, say, the 144,000 rainbow warriors, the awakened ones who will vibrate to that harmonic frequency. That's all we need in order to shift the planetary consciousness. So fully opening up to our celestial and angelic and divine self and allowing that to descend upon you today. Neil, are you here with me? Did you want to interject or ask any questions?
No, I appreciate everything that you shared. I actually stepped away for the first 5 minutes. Did you get to play a little harp already?
Well, I played at the very beginning, but I'll play a little bit more.
Yeah, do you want to kind of phase us out?
Phase it out. So
yeah, with some music.
Sure, we'll just play for a couple more minutes, and you're just connecting with our rainbow body of light, our higher self, our Christ self, our divine self. See, my new album is called Sanctuary of Light. And it's all about this. I hope you guys can check it out at my website, Harp Magic. If you go there, you can. I got some great videos from the new album. I even have the one called Divine Reflection is really about everything we were just talking about. And it's beautiful images in 4K resolution with the music. I also have one called Seventh Heaven, which is a light body activation. That's the seventh song on the album called Seventh Heaven. And the video is like a journey into the fifth dimension and the light body. It's all on YouTube and it's all on my website, heartmagic.com. Please come by and visit. So, oh, there it is. Thanks for putting that up. So one more little piece to exit as we're still communing with our soul star, with our divine reflection, our I am that I am, our higher self, our rainbow body of light, our fifth dimensional Merkaba rainbow body of light. And I'm just going to spin and spiral us out on the heart up into the light. So enjoy the ride. So nice to be with you here, everybody. God bless. Take care. Take care.
Learn more about Peter Sterling at harpmagic.com. That's harpmagic.com. He has his CDs there, music, information about his sacred geometry, glass that he makes. So go ahead and check him out. Amazing information. And thank you so much, Peter, for being on here. And you're going to be seeing Peter quite a good amount of times because he plays amazing music and has great information. So I'll be bringing him back on maybe every few months to at least have him play the harp for us. Today's show, we're going to be bringing on Kiyoshi. And Kiyoshi is a great friend of ours. Really, I could probably give you like a 20-minute introduction on him just because we have a lot of history together. But we worked together in 2012. We met in 2011. He came and was a MC hip-hop artist at one of our events in 2012. And then after that, we just cultivated our friendship and he grew exponentially in regards to conscious hip hop. And now we're working together. He's helping train me with my own music and spoken word and hip hop. So we did this Woken Word event and he was one of the performers there. So you're gonna get a chance to hear raw Kiyoshi style flowing right now for you. If you guys wanna help support us, you can go to Portal to Ascension on YouTube, Facebook, MC_resonance on Instagram, and you can also find Kiyoshi on Instagram too at Kiyoshi. So introducing the one and only Kiyoshi.
What's up, beautiful people in the place to be? It's your man known as Kiyoshi. Gotta give a shout out to the man and to the EIL spits well for really real. Thank you, Neil Gar, for having us. My name is Kiyoshi, and I will be blessing y'all with a little lyrical activation, poetry rapping. Starting out with the song, and then we'll see what happens. It's called I Am the Light off my Affirmation EP. Woo! All right. It's like, life is a gift to all those few who may choose to receive. Sweeter than juice from mango fruit hanging loose from a tree. Just visualize this like a lucid dream. You would agree complaining is of no use. Gratitude will heal you from disease. Huh. I got too many things to be thankful for. Food, family, and shelter. I truly felt the way that my faith has grown. Now my heart is open. Following all these omens, my golden cup of atonement overflowing in the present moment. And now expressing thanks like I won a Grammy. Feeling so righteous like the sunny weather down in Cali. Supreme love and light's what I spread like a butter knife upon bread. Now they wonder why in my head, cause my soul is set ablaze like a great fire. Inspiring so much, they call me Wayne Dyer. Yeah, glimmering flicker, been coming from Michigan, shining so bright. Up in San Diego, someone even an angel, cause I am the light that shines bright like the stars above us. I am the light that shines, inspired by what we call love. I am the light, 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 light. So get your hands high. Hi, 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 hi. You see, the same life residing in me is the very same life that's residing in you. Curing your system like lemon and ginger for flus. Pure magnificent adrenaline, prove what you do when you chew what you cool in the cut. Like a volcano, I'm about to erupt. Cause I feel adrenaline running in my body and I can't get enough. Cause I'm turned up, love struck to the sun's up, but I trust I gotta continue. Balancing all of my chakras, got all of the power. Shining like a dress shoe, white beautiful light surrounded. Feet are firmly grounded, feeling heaven up throughout my body. And I gotta keep it going, then I'm gonna roll it through like a new Bugatti. Hot to hold, turning pots to go to small particles so they melt in. I'm Bruce Lee Boy, Sea Boy, out the glow, all around the globe like Magellan. Look at my face, I'm shining like candy paint. Always kept it fake, never will I doubt. Gotta give it out. All of this infinite positive energy tells me that I am the light that shines bright like the stars above us. I am the light that shines inspired by what we call love. I am the light, 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 light. So get your hands high, 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 high. I'm like the light, and I take you high like a satellite. We don't have to fight. We can play music like I do with Krista and Jamie Shadow Light. She's in my band. And you know, you can see me with my fans and see me with my hands and opening you up like doors or maybe your pineal glands to the next dimension. Every second I'm blessing and teaching lessons like what I did with my homies here at Expand Your Expression. Yo, we felt like Superman, the real, real man and women of steel, the real stars. I give a shout out to the Intergalactic Cosmic Channel like Neil Gar. Cause you know, Kiyoshi be hot when I'm rocking the streets and the blocks. I keep it poetic with the lines like E.E. Watts. Yeah, and I don't have to avoid to share it. These, I let the flows just get cherished when I sing songs about peace like Lloyd Ferris. Cause I rap and I stand well. Huh. I spit these poems and these lyrical manuals, tapping in inner wisdom like Melanie Rose Maxwell. And when I fell, I exhale to tell a tale, speaking like language from the soul like Emerel and Nikita Lumina. I see light moving through ya. I appreciate how you show up in the world. You're moving up, creating flawless art with sacred union, embracing music, taking you through with, explaining grooves with, expanding expression with this amazing crew. It's you and me. You will see we're doing it together like this intergalactic community. Family moving through the streets and beats and instrumentals, moving past all this hell. Oh no, because we do it from here to Tulum, whether you're outside or inside in your room, it don't matter. You can abuse or you can just choose to live in positive light. I'm rocking the mic because I got it tonight. Yes, we got Elisa and Vila and Jeannie. You see me? I see you, Alicia. I see Nikita. I see all these people who are leaders and teachers. I feel you, Allison. I'm back again, and I'm never standing still like a mannequin because I'm taking action. It's me and Arjan, kind of like Arjuna. That sounds the same, but you know, I rock through the veins, and I don't put cocaine in them. I'm just going insane, and I'm mumbling. But it's okay if you mumble. You can struggle, and you can get back on that ladder. You can shut down that brain chatter. It's like, you need to stop. What are they thinking about you? It's the fear. But it's like, no, 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 no. It's all about right here, right now, in the moment. Just own it. You're not just a freaking outside token. You got to follow yourself in your true heart vessel, that omen. What is it saying to you? Are you just playing with yourself? Are you making it true to who you are? Yes, because you are like an illuminous star, because you are that light that shines bright like the stars above us. You are the light that shines inspired by what we call love. You are the light, 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 light. So get your hands high, 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 high. Thank you.